This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Gosh.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, another one comes forward, CBS reporter. The health reporter, as a matter of fact. Virus is one of the greatest frauds perpetuated upon Americans in recent history. Okay. Now listen to the politicians and listen to the mainstream media's useful idiots. What are they doing? Going the exact opposite. No matter what the statistics are, they continuously assail the American people. Forced compliance, now they're trying to make it mandated, friends, in every state where you have to wear a mask. Ain't going to do it, friends, and I said ain't. Want to let you know if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. If you want to watch us live, friends, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Receive the 13 to 15 articles combating the lies, friends. To the mainstream media is useful idiots, and that's exactly what they are. They think they're on a different ship, friends. They're blowing holes in the base of their own ship. They think it's you that's going to sink. Well, the fact of the matter is all of us are going to sink, even the bad guys. They don't come to the realization that our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. You can also do the same thing over on BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is craziness. The governor in California, while telling everybody and mandating from some mysterious executive order operating out of the scope of his given authority, his delegated authority from the people in California, said you need to shut down your businesses because we don't want to make we want to make sure that nobody gets COVID or the coronavirus. It's interesting how he kept his winery open, though, during that time. Isn't it interesting? Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Didn't Jesus rebuke people like that and woe those people and damn those people? Why, yes, he did. Matthew 23, verse 3. Boy, not only that, but did you just see this, friends? This is insanity. This is what I was laughing about. July 15th, just yesterday. Did you know that this governor in California, he has now banned all indoor church services, including in-home Bible studies and fellowship meetings. Whoa! That's pretty crazy. Hey, Mr. Governor, who gave you that authority? Not I'm going to sit back and get you to give me the wrong information so I ask the wrong questions. No, we're not doing that. I'm asking you, Mr. Governor, in the state of California or in any other state of our union, where did you derive delegated authority to shut down not only the synagogues and the Christian churches in the state of California from singing praise and worship to God? Oh my goodness! Friends, the writing's on the wall. They are making war with the American people. You can't sing in synagogues. Nothing about mosques, by the way. But you can't sing in the synagogues. You can't sing in Christian churches, saith the devil that calls himself the governor of California. Whoa! You know what he's doing now? He's banning Bible studies and fellowship meetings in people's homes. Folks, do you think that this is somehow just going to go away? Do you not understand that this is the operation of individuals that are countering the U.S. Constitution? This, on so many levels, is foreign to the U.S. Constitution and our God-given rights, namely Article 1, the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Where does this guy get the authority to do this? I'll tell you, to the ignorance of the people that submit to it. That's where he gets it from. That's where he gets it from the ignorance of the people that submit to the likes of a tyrant that belongs in jail named Governor Gavin Newsom. I know I'm on several radio stations in California, so let that go up the flagpole. I understand in California you got some good people out there already protesting this tyrant wannabe. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. That was given unto us as a slogan from our forefathers for the very reason that we are making an appeal to heaven and we are not submitting to this tyrant who will not be ruled by God. We will be ruled by God and Him alone. Read the Declaration of Independence. Four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is insanity. Oh, I wanted to tell you too, friends. Well, he's attacking Christians in synagogues in California, and he's allowed to do so, right? I wanted to let you know too that this was just recently reported, so much so that it just came out a couple hours ago. Did you know that California is to release 18,000 convicted criminals by the end of August? Folks, this is how you create war. If you take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, you'll see this is exactly what the tyrant across the pond did. He hired mercenaries, though, because there wasn't enough people over here to stand against the colonies. He hired missionaries to do his biddings for him. He hired barbaric individuals to do his killing for him. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. And again, I want to remind you, for those that say that this can never happen in America, I'm here to tell you today it's happening right now. Well, the governor is allowed to attack the synagogues and the churches in his state. He is now taking it a step further because people are resisting him, by the way, and they're defying his unconstitutional orders. He's a tyrant. He needs to be removed and charged. This is what the U.S. Constitution says. And you, America, let me remind you, are the strength of the U.S. Constitution. If you don't do it, there goes your freedoms. There goes the future for your posterity. It's just that simple. There is no more in-betweenites. Folks, these people are clearly creating war against Americans. Americans, by the way, that they are to represent. And they are operating in a foreign manner today. He must be removed, Article 2, Section 4. He must be prosecuted, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We follow the Christ here, for the record. The Word of God, the Constitution. It's interesting how far he'll keep us on, huh? Aim small, miss small. We keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. And it's interesting what he'll cause us to see. What he'll show us through his revelatory spirit called the Holy Ghost. Here we are. How long have we been preaching out against what's going on today, friends? For years. Just stick to the Word. Just stick to the U.S. Constitution. It'll come all back around again. Why? Because it's a people that fail to learn from history. That's why it's repeating itself today. I want to say something, and I want to go back and make another point, if you don't mind. You know, an ad came across, or an article came across today, from a prophetess who's been on the scene for years. She's a part of the hippie culture. She's a responsible party of what we're dealing with today. And I seen her years ago in Washington, D.C. And I was, to be honest with you, she was repulsive, reprehensible concerning Scripture. She bugged me to no end. Youth talk, she jacked me up. Why? Because she's sitting there telling the young people everything the Lord's not doing. She's trying to convince the people that the Lord's blessing America when in fact he's judging it, just like the likes of Mark Taylor, just like the others concerning the false prophets. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. If you are giving ear to the modern day prophets that are telling you that God is going to spare America, that he's blessing America, and things are going to go on the way things are, you're sadly mistaken. God is judging America. I believe he's going to spare America. I believe America will never be destroyed, but I don't believe that that's not going to happen, friends, without us going through it first, if we make it. Read Deuteronomy 1. The older generation, the Lord told them to go around the mountain again, and he told the younger generation to go into the promised land. The older generation is responsible for what we're seeing today in this country, no question about it. But going back to this, her name is Cindy Jacobs, by the way. And I seen a picture of her, and I just clicked onto it, and I just thought, what is this false prophetess up to today? And I just clicked it on because, folks, I have 200 to 300 emails going across my desk all day long, and I, quite frankly, I'm tired of it because you have to vet everything. You got to chew the meat and spit out the bones. Well, I looked at her website, and it was a string of her just happy as a peacock, talking about the love of God and the joy of the Lord. And if anybody that knows the Word takes a look at people like this, you can understand that it's a false love and it's a false joy. It's love and joy according to the flesh, not the Spirit. And as I'm looking at her, I'm sitting here thinking, what are you so happy about? Don't tell me it's the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Because if you're bearing the cross, I'll tell you what, you look at a person that's bearing the cross, they're not laughing. They may have the joy of the Lord within them as they endure bearing the cross, which is the true joy of the Lord. But I'll tell you what, the joy that these people carry is a counterfeit. It's dissimulated. It's a false covering. It's fiend. It's counterfeit. It's fake. I'm sitting here looking at this woman and I'm thinking, why are you gloating like a peacock? 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered on your watch, and you're happy? And you're dancing? And you never hear anything from these false prophets, folks, in the sense of them preaching out against the sins of our nation before God. Never, never, never. It's always what God's going to do, and it's going to get better, and it might get a little rough here, but you know what? We're going to go through, and the Lord's going to protect us. Don't worry about it. The waters aren't going to overflow you, and the fire's not going to burn you. Right? You hear it all day. Folks, there's these same scriptures they keep bringing up over and over and over again. And I'll tell you what, if there's no cross, there's no faith. Just for the record. There's no cross, there's no faith. There's no faith, there's no cross. And I'm going to bring you somewhere concerning the Word as it comes up even now. And I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. You know, it's interesting when you go to 1 Timothy 1:18 that Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, told Timothy, he called him son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them might and mightest war a good warfare. These people, folks, these false prophets and these false prophetess, they don't have scars. And if they do, they're self-inflicted. Folks, they don't have enemies. Why? Because they've never stood for anything. The persecution that they talk about is not the persecution found in the Word of God. The mockery that they receive is really reproach because they deserve it for what they leave off. Folks, what are they so happy about? I mean, when you go to Hebrews 12, I want you to listen to this. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Listen carefully. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. What's the deal with the false prophets and the false prophetesses, friends? What are their problems? They want more money. They want a bigger house. They get mad at their constituents for not giving them enough money so they can buy another cow, a car, or more land, or another Learjet, or another cabin. You think I'm kidding? Open up your eyes, friends. What are they so happy about? I mean, folks, if they could see and know the terror of the Lord, the Bible clearly tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. They know nothing of that. It's foreign to what they read. They're like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, friends. Picking scriptures they like and taking them out of context. and then darkening them out so it doesn't apply to them. They believe, they deceived themselves into believing that. Hey folks, real joy is found in Christ in the battle. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to this, and then I'm going to get back to my other point before the end of this segment. I just got done reading John, too. I just read Daniel yesterday. I'm already on the book of Acts again. Folks, I'm just constantly feeding on the bread of life. Listen to this. Does this sound like what you see from the false prophets and the false prophetesses today? Going to John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I honestly, I don't understand why these people are smiling and what they're happy about. I'll tell you, when I was doing high school assemblies and I was being attacked by the media 3 to 5 times every week along with my teams and being harassed by this government, let me tell you, and my life threatened, there was a joy in the center of God's will that was surreal to those that weren't a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There was a joy in bearing the cross that I couldn't explain to anybody. Outside of the fact that I was partaking with that peace of God that does passeth all understanding, regardless of where I'm at. Like Daniel in the lion's den. Or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Defying Nebuchadnezzar. Folks, beware of what's going on in your country. Because these people, outside of the fact that they're a reproach and they don't know it, they're unashamed for the things that they should be ashamed of. These people have so far deceived themselves that they surround themselves with people that are just as deceived as themselves. And I'm telling you, if there's not a warfare in your life, there is no real faith. The Bible says even those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted. And Jesus promised that you're going to be hated for my name's sake. And he also promised that we will be mocked, we will be scoffed. For what? The truth's sake. Not for being stupid, irrational, goofy, acting like a bunch of lunatics, raising their hands up for the world to see them, talk about how much they love Jesus, but they fail to be his legs and hands and mouthpiece on this earth. Luke 19:10. Folks, we need to get this right. We really do. Because quite frankly, people in this country, I know that there's many that do see it for what it is, but again, I want to make clear that you understand that this is a lack of Christianity. This is a lack of Christianity. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? What did he say at the very end? Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. The Bible is clear when it tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. These people have not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in Texas, Florida, California, and Arizona. Three of those states share one thing in common. They all share a border with Mexico. And according to Dr. Scott Atlas, it's no coincidence that we're seeing a rise in cases along the border.
When you look at the analyses of the border counties, there's a tremendous amount of cases coming over the border and exchanging with families in the northern Mexico state.
Atlas speaking there on Fox News. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says politicians in Portland, Oregon are enabling a mob of protesters. Wolf posted a lengthy timeline of damage he says violent anarchists have caused in the past 47 days. Local businesses saying they've lost $23 million because of looting and rioting. This is USA Radio News. The state of Texas had to remove 3,484 cases from its COVID-19 positive case count because the San Antonio Health Department was reporting probable cases for people that never actually tested as confirmed positive cases. Also regarding Texas, Alex Berenson is a former New York Times reporter. He tells Fox News,
right now, if you look at the number of deaths in Houston and in Texas as a whole, and Texas has 30 million people, New York had, you know, has 20 million people, the deaths in Texas are you know, a fraction. They're 10% of what they were in New York.
Retail sales increased 7.5% in June as some stores and restaurants reopened. But a recent rise in coronavirus cases could curtail spending once again. Also, 1.3 million Americans filed first-time jobless benefits last week. Nearly 32 million American workers are still receiving them. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, folks, I got to do what I got to do to keep a little sanity here, right? And I just, some of them really aggravate me to no end, and some of them are actually kind of cool or funny. Matter of fact, my kids oftentimes will walk around mocking some of the commercials. So anyways, with that said, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. BeforeIt'sNews.com, the same exact thing, front page. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Join us on the right side. Click on and join on to live chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is what I wanted to cover really quick. I didn't get to it last segment, but I will this segment before we get to our main topic. Sour grapes. Daily Mail just reported California Governor Gavin Newsom shuts down wineries in 19 counties hit hard by COVID-19. All manufactured. Just last week, friends, I told you, by the way, and we're going right into this. This is segueing to our topic. But interestingly enough, last week I'd seen a nurse who had noticed some suspicious happenings during these testings for coronavirus of the COVID-19. And she noticed that they started coming back positive, all of them. And so what she did is she actually did 10 fake tests, okay? And she put them through, and every one of the fake tests, no human was tested, and every single one of them came back positive. They're manufacturing this crisis, friends, and they're doing it right in front of your faces. Now we see that the CDC, did you see what this guy did? The head of the CDC just came out and said, you know what, if everybody would just wear their masks for 6 months, this would go away. Well, interesting. We're trying to figure out when it's coming on. We're trying to figure out when this administration and his DOJ is going to take guys like you to task for manufacturing your numbers and your statistics over and over and over again, changing your numbers every other day because your head is spinning. I'm curious to know what direction it's going to be when it's done spinning. And to be quite honest with you, I don't really care. The only thing I care about is that justice is done and it falls upon heads of wicked men such as yourself, Ephesians 4:14. But look at this, friends. California Governor Gavin Newsom shuts down wineries in 19 counties hit hard by COVID-19, right? All manufactured. But keeps his own tasting room in Napa open. Hello! Hello, people in California. Listen, everybody's got issues in every state in this country. But we all know what the answer is, justice. We all know that injustice is coming from the people that need justice. That's why they're not bringing forth justice. Right? Let me piggyback what I just said. COVID testing scandal, 333 labs. Listen carefully, I can't make it up. 333 labs reported, friends, this is 2 days ago. 333 labs reported 100% of people that were tested for coronavirus. Every single one of them in 333 labs, they reported 100% of people testing had coronavirus. Every single person. I just had a doctor this morning come out from Japan and say, this alleged virus, he said it's not a natural virus. It's been manufactured. Can only say it so many times, friends. You know what? But what's interesting is the mainstream media, like Sean Hannity, who should know better, in Fox News. By the way, don't think Fox News is any different than CNN. They're all owned by six corporations. You know, people are complaining today about what Fox News is promoting concerning wearing masks. That should come as no surprise. If you would listen the first time, you would understand what you're dealing with. Shut them down. Turn them off. Don't support their sponsors any longer. But folks, they're coming out now, and they're pushing people to vaccinations, just like we said. We knew what the pill in the jam was, friends. Vaccinations. Forced vaccinations. That's what this is all about. And I just seen a report yesterday where Bill Gates came out, criminal Bill Gates, comes out, and, hey, Billy, riches profit not in the day of wrath. Just wanted to let you know that. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Just thought I wanted to tell you that, to be a faithful witness that delivers souls. You're a devil, and you need to repent. The Bible says devils even believe and tremble. He came out and said that they suspect that 700,000 people are going to die from the vaccination. Interesting how quick a vaccination was conjured up. Isn't that interesting? And folks, without going back again, concerning all of these syringes, 300 million syringes that are being manufactured, and the military is going to enforce it, so on and so forth, and understanding that this was forecasted a long time ago, so much so, friends, that they had to try to desensitize you by putting them in movies in 2003, 2011, and then it was forecasted from Bill Gates, then to Anthony Fauci. And then yesterday we played audio of an individual, a businessman named Mr. Clay, who called out Bill Gates for being a pedophile, of course. And what was sad about it is the reporter looked at him like he was telling her something that he shouldn't have been telling her. He said, "Why are you listening to a pedophile?" Of course. Does anybody know the history of Adolf Hitler, friends? Does anybody know who the SS were? They were homosexuals. They were pedophiles. They were controlled and extorted men. Do you want to listen to me now, or do you want to wait until after the fact before you figure out who it is that you're dealing with? Nobody in their right mind would do the things that these men are doing to the American people today. But again, this is judgment. Our sin is finding this out. Our sin is before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Read it when you get a moment. Here's the word fraud, deceit, deception, trick, artifice by the right or interest of another is injured, a stratagem intended to obtain some undue advantage, an attempt to gain or the obtaining of an advantage over another by imposition or immoral means, particular deception in contracts or bargain and sale, either by stating falsehoods or suppressing the truth. Webster's 1828, definition of fraud. CBS reporter just came forward. A CBS reporter, a health reporter, came out and said the virus is one of the greatest frauds perpetuated on the American people in modern history. That's coming from the inside out. Now I know there's some people that are just still trying to get along and still trying to do their best to believe what the media has to say. Okay, well, here's a guy that just told you the truth that you don't want to hear, because then you might have to stand and defy and resist like the rest of us. See, that's what you're trying to avoid. Matter of fact, I had a guy this morning, friends, going, he posted a picture of a military man with a mask on out in the desert. And then he put a picture of an American with a mask on, and he says, listen, if the military can do this for a couple years, we can handle it going inside of a Walmart for 15 minutes with a mask on. And folks, it didn't go over well. See, this is the voice that the media doesn't want you to hear. It didn't go over well. The media wants you to believe that everybody's going along with it. No, they are not. Yesterday we went into a store in Minnesota around Minneapolis, and I got to tell you, friends, I was a little surprised concerning this situation, because every single one of them idiots that would call me a conspiracy theorist just happened to have a mask on. That's around Minneapolis. Drive outside of the city just a little bit, friends. See how many people you see obeying these unlawful edicts. They're not. They're not going along with it. If you would shut the TV. Hey, oh, as a matter of fact, I got a meme here, and it's perfect for what we're talking about right now. And this is how it goes. It's two men. They're both farmers. Standing there talking to each other, and one looks at the other guy and says, I wonder why COVID hasn't affected us. And the other guy says to him, because we don't have TV. Exactly right. The only ones freaking out right now, the only ones confused right now, are those that have still yet to learn the lesson that the media are nothing short of a bunch of CIA's useful idiots purposed in bringing forth the very results that they're getting. And again, read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment, friends. We're doing it to ourselves. Listen, when this alleged virus initially came out to the public this past spring, I instantly knew that we were once again dealing with those who are continuously pushing Americans by an unwarranted fear. Again, the pill in this jam, or should I say the end aim, is that those who contrived this criminal fraud, which is still being perpetuated through totalitarian means, they mean to bring about forced vaccinations on the American people. Mark my words. As a matter of fact, mark Bill Gates' words. Oh, the people are saying, where's the president? Exactly. He's the one that opened the curtains for him, friends, both him and Anthony Fauci, just for the record. And don't forget about all those coronavirus task team force that he has around him, all work for Bill Gates and pushing forth his vaccinations. Right? Folks, what a revelation of the degree of wickedness when it comes to the forces behind and in front of the scenes that are pushing the fraud. Do you remember, friends, just about 3 weeks ago when the Michigan Health Center workers staged fake testings? Remember that? Remember CBS got busted in New York doing the same thing? Do you remember at the beginning of this in the springtime, friends, when the media was blowing and sensationalizing this out of proportion concerning all the people that were lined up in hospitals, and people all across the country went to take pictures and found out crickets, no one was there? This is all perpetuated fraud. This is criminal fraud, friends. And no matter how many times this whole charade needs to be debunked, I know not, yet the show goes on. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you exactly what this reporter had to say about the fraud that's being perpetuated upon you today through this virus.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states. Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, let me go back to Michigan really quick. We're talking about the CBS reporter, the health reporter, who said that the virus is one of the greatest frauds being perpetuated upon the American people in modern history. This is what he said. I just shared with you out in Michigan, friends, that they were busted not too long ago. As a matter of fact, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's outfit over there, did an expose, and they had some people come forward from the inside out, and he said, and he was told on video, you can watch it, we played this audio, the people in line were, apostrophe, were not people being tested, apostrophe, but they were employees pretending to be patients. You're being undone, friends, okay? I just highlighted the fact that COVID testing scandal, 333 labs reported 100% of people testing positive for coronavirus, right? This is a scandal begging for press coverage, Rebel A. Cole said. 333 Florida COVID testing labs reported 100% positive tests today and state report for 3,528 tests. Every single one of them positive. They're manufacturing the numbers just like they're manufacturing the death records, friends. That is 34% of today's 10,360 new cases. It's all fabricated. Without these, today's percent positive would fall from 12.6% to 8.7%. But see, they got to keep telling you. They got to keep you in a perpetual state of fear. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take it a step further. If they're not taking money out of the people's coffers, the taxpayers, the mayors are also getting people to snitch on each other. You know this already. Or the police are sent out to arrest a woman because her daughter's playing out at the playground. You want another one? Well, they know that this is all fabricated. It's all contrived, right? And the only ones pushing this is the media and the politicians. Okay? And those that don't know the difference. In Michigan right now, this Jezebel called a governor. And folks, again, I'm not name-calling. She's a Jezebel. She has no business there whatsoever. She's been attacking the people of Michigan for a long time. And the more the people defy and resist her, the more she turns around and attacks, just like the governor of Virginia, just like the one in California, just like the one that we're seeing in Texas now. Okay? She said she just mandated everybody wear masks, and she told all the retail businesses, restaurants, and bars, if people don't have masks, she said, listen carefully, this is a governor. Don't serve them people. Boy, is that forced compliance? Is that corralling the people into a system, a new system of government? If it isn't, I'd like for someone to share with me as to what it is. I need to know. Don't serve those people. If they don't take the number, they can't buy your... Oh, my goodness, man, that lines right up with Scripture once again. America, it's right at your front door. You're on the precipice. You're there. It's not coming. You're there. Oh, by the way, these are the people that are saying that they're looking out for your safety and your well-being. These are the ones that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. I just want to make clear you understand as to what's going on here. I got Dan in Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley, I could go on for hours, but I just want to share, in Ohio, Mike DeWine, he's probably got 70% of the population and probably 25% of the state under a mandated mask order. And Nino Vitale is reporting that that DeWine hired between 150 to 200 people to troll the Internet.
Yep.
to bring positive light. He's spending our tax dollars to take money out of our pockets and close the state.
Yep. We're doing it to ourselves, aren't we? Yeah, of course.
He's a Republican.
Of course. That's how they sell it to the people. That's why the divide and conquer, the two-party system, they have on the same jersey. But if you tell them they're the good people, right? Jesus warned us about this in Mark 8:15. But if you tell them they're the good people, you know what? They'll go back to sleep, Matthew 13:35. And when they go back to sleep, go ahead and sow tares then. That's why they're using the said Republicans. And if you look at the history of the Republicans versus the Democrats, Dan, you're going to find out that the Republicans have done a lot more damage than what you call the Democrats. At least they do it in the open day.
Yeah.
But these Republicans, man, they do it as the good guy, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And I'm tired of it.
And I know, Facebook is bad, but, I try to put things on there to kind of open up people's eyes. You know, I don't use it for my personal thing, but I'll just put, when I see your stories or unlawful mask mandates and everything, and, so many of my Christian friends will tell me, that's really not the way a Christian should act, should be speaking against masks and everything. And, Jesus didn't do that. And, I always tell them about David opening the, praying out the window, and they're like, well, that's Old Testament. And I'm like, isn't it our responsibility to protect our body and to protect the women and children? I said, if we're just allowing women and children to rebreathe their carbon dioxide, are we doing what God asked us to do? Oh, we don't want to hear about that. And then,
exactly.
You say something about Trump. Oh, no, he's been sent by God. He has. He's done everything for Israel.
He has.
And it's just... Let's just pray to Israel because they have this illusion that, Trump has been good to Israel and, we just got to support him and, he was sent by God and, they don't want to hear a thing about holding him accountable. And like you said with Fauci, he remains in office with Fauci in there. And, Bob Barr, I've never seen a guy so full of rhetoric. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And nothing ever gets done. And
That's right.
You talk about draining the swamp, you are dead right. There hasn't been one indictment. And then, drain the swamp. Let's just go through the thing. You got Pompeo, CIA. Mike Pence is a big pharma guy. You got Wilbur Ross, who's a Rothschild guy. You're just, the whole cabinet is loaded, homosexuals. You know, it's just amazing that people think, oh, we got a Christian in charge. And, you know, the last thing, I know I'm getting really...
Oh, it's great.
Bradley,
I love it, Dan. I love it. I wish you would have called in a little earlier, but you go ahead.
Okay, the last thing, you know, and I don't know if you remember this, but two things. When Trump was on Sean Hannity, and he mentioned the town hall thing, he said, you know, look around. This is what a Joe Biden presidency looks like. I just want the American people to ask a question. Wait a minute. Who's the president? This is what your presidency looks like, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, impotence.
You know, these people... They just buy it. You know, we like Trump because he's an alpha male. And I've never seen somebody who is a victim of so much as Donald Trump over the past 5 months. I've never seen a more lame, disappointing person. You know, he's the greatest president in my life. I read constantly. And I'm just saying, you know, I even tell him, and I know Reagan has skeletons.
Dan,
but I'm like,
Dan. Dan, you need your own radio show, my friend. Listen, I need you to call me in. When you get worked up again like this, I need you to call me in at the beginning of the show, okay? Because this is great radio, and this is a great conversation. I'm not even going to try to answer all the thoughts that popped up, but you just reconfirmed exactly what's going on in this country. And I want to say this, Dan, in closing. First of all, thank you for the call. Second of all, I'm going to answer off air. I want people to understand that Donald Trump was sent by God. Just like John Calvin said, he said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. That's exactly right. Read Psalm 12, verse 8 when you get a moment. Now, friends, listen. What I'm going to do is I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to run this out. I got 2 minutes left. We're talking about the CBS reporter, the health reporter, that stated he came out just recently, another one did, and he said this is the greatest fraud being perpetuated upon the American people. This is from the inside out. Investigative journalist and former CBS Health Watch reporter John Rappaport has been writing on so-called epidemics for 30 years, and after writing 150 articles on COVID-19 and the coronavirus, he has come to the conclusion that the virus is one of the greatest frauds in modern history. Folks, I don't need to give you more information. It comes down to this, friends. He goes to all of these different countries, and they find out, for example, about 300,000 people a year die in China from pneumonia. Then he goes on and says it's quite easy to call some of these deaths COVID. Well, what they do is they wait for them to die, and then they label them as they manufactured the death toll to COVID-19. Friends, this is exactly what we're hearing. We have Mr. Jensen, a senator from Minnesota, that came forward and said that he received from the health department basically telling him to comply to the fact that when men or women die related to that, the death, to COVID-19 or the coronavirus. It's all manufactured. Period. He goes on and on and on and shows you, friends, that the numbers are being manufactured. They're being manufactured. Okay? And what we're seeing from governors across the United States, they're through, again, totalitarian methods trying to force you into compliance, even going so far like that of Governor Whitmer, friends, in Michigan, telling the companies not to serve the people if they don't listen to my unlawful and unconstitutional edict. What do you call that? That is not American. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.